This is a dictation for patient Eric Washington, E-R-I-C-W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Eric Washington, date of birth is 12-3-1971, date of service 11-12-2025. Date of accident is 2-8-2025. The patient was involved in an accident where he was a restrained front seat passenger and was T-bone on the driver's side, and then it was a the car hit a pole on the passenger side. The impact has caused him various symptoms, beginning with TBI symptoms, headaches, dizziness, loss of concentration, vomiting, blood vision, spots in the vision, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, lower back, and headaches. The neck and pain and the lower back pain are reported to be 6 and 8. No radiation is reported by the patient. Pain in the shoulder on the left side, on the right side is reported to the tune of 8, and the right side is only 2. And patient has some difficulty in lifting the arm. The MRIs have reported a positive damage to the disc at L1, L2. L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with disc bulge and herniated disc and number degenerative changes. These MRIs have been discussed with the patient in great detail. Cervical spine patient has ligamentum flavum disruption and marrow edema. A new CT scan was ordered and it did not show any fractures or any dislocation that was present before to the patient. And that was discussed in detail with the patient as well. Only multilevel spondylitic changes. This CT scan was done at Northland Radiology on 9/29/2025. Patient also seen Dr. Lewis Redden at Spine Specialist of Michigan, and he recommended no surgical treatment for cervical spine. Only recommendation is to have facet joint injection and lumbar epidural injection to the lumbar region. Overall, symptoms are continuing. Headaches are 8. Pain in the neck is 6. Lower back pain is 8. Shoulder pain on the right side is 8. Overall, pain is between 6 and 8. ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports 0% relief so far. Kindly review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 98/58, pulse 60, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit dated 10/1/2025, dictation number 1001-059. The plan is to provide the patient with the following medication: Mopic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine, number 4, one tablet 2 times a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for mood, and anxiety Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day for headache and radiculopathies. Peer research are for headaches. Lidoprovine is for topical pain relief. Migranol nasal spray was also provided for additional severe pain. A prednisone trial was given 10 mg tablet for 15 days for further anti-inflammatory healing. Patient was provided physical therapy to continue. And 2 times a week for traction massage, echo therapy, gait training. Patient is continuing off work. Osteo replacement and transportation has been ordered. EMG for the upper extremity was ordered due to the weakness of the upper extremity on the right side, and it is being not been done yet. His maps have been reviewed, which are found in compliance, and labs are in compliance, and records from spine specialists of Michigan are reviewed. Northland Radiology reported a normal appearing CT scan for the neck, and all the fractures and marrow edema are not visible no longer. Patient will be scheduled for another further epidural injections, and we'll go from there. Thank you.